Listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. I welcome back a fine guest. He is Bill McCashin. I'm calling you a strategist, lobbyist, hockey fan. Bill, apparently freeze frame gets played at all the hockey games, I hear.
Little Jay Giles, I love it.
You know, I went to lots of Badger games growing up. I don't recall a lot of Jay Giles band.
Really?
No.
I grew up going to the Rochester Amherst all the time, and they played freeze frame at every single hockey event I've ever been to has had freeze frame in
it. Yeah, we play it in Janesville. Yeah.
Now you're part of the what? Janesville Jets organization.
Janesville Jets junior hockey team. These are kids that are 16 to 20 trying to get a college scholarship.
And I understand, and I only know this because I saw one of your Facebook postings. Your partner is a former Badger, currently played in the NHL.
He is Joe Pavelski. I've known Joe since he was in college here at Madison, and he's been a good friend ever since. And he's been an original owner of the Janesville Jets for our entire 13-year existence. And, you know, the point, Mike, where when he won a silver medal with Team USA in the Olympics, you know, 8, 9, 10 years ago, he brought that silver medal to Janesville for the kids in Janesville to see it. So it's he's actively involved in the team, and I'm fortunate to have him as a partner and, more importantly, as a friend.
I got to tell you, I'm a little envious. More joy, perhaps, in owning a hockey team than a radio station. Bill McCashin, let's talk some politics, man. First and foremost, sort of off the beaten path, we got a Milwaukee mayoral race. First one that's going to matter in like 16, 20
years. Our lifetime.
Yes, our lifetime. And a good long time. The outgoing mayor, Tom Barrett, the new ambassador to Luxembourg. And we got a special election. And because it's a special, almost any elected can run for this without giving up their current elected seat. So lots and lots of people want a piece of the mayoral race. Bill, do you have any favorite horses in the race?
I think the incumbent's generally the favorite, and that's Cavalier Johnson. He's the acting mayor. He's the city council president. In that position, he'll have ability to raise money. He'll have ability to get his message out. In fact, last week he released a crime plan to try and address the crime situation in Milwaukee. I think that was smart on his part. So I would put him as one of the favorites to get through the primary. Another is Sheriff Lucas. You know, because crime is a big issue in Milwaukee, I think the sheriff, having been elected countywide, has an opportunity to potentially get through that primary. Bob Donovan could come up the conservative lane if there is one in a Milwaukee primary. I mean, he is the only conservative in the race. He's a former city councilman in Milwaukee. I see a path for him. And then finally, Lena Taylor. I'm sorry about that. She ran for mayor before, so she's got name ID. So I think those four of the seven that are in it have, some path. But I think Cavalier Johnson probably has the best path at this point.
Well, I'm just kind of watching from the outside looking in. I did take more and pay more attention to the recent announcement. Your friend and mine, Ron Johnson's running for re-election. A shocker to probably no one, but Ron made it official. Any surprises there in Ron's announcement?
None. I think when I was on last time, you and I talked about it, and I guessed that he would run for re-election. That was based on how hard he was working with the grassroots, and he was traveling the state for more than a year, and he wasn't raising a ton of money, but I knew he wouldn't need to, that would come once he got in the race. And in fact, it did. Within the first 24 hours after he announced he was going to run, he raised $986,000. So I think the money won't be an issue for Johnson. He's our strongest candidate. I'm glad he's running, but he's going to attract negative money too. Democrats are already running ads. If you watched any of the five playoff NFL games over the weekend, you saw at least one ad against Ron Johnson, maybe more. And I think that may continue all the way to November.
You know, Bill, another digression, but this was the worst week of football I recall. Those playoff games were horrible, man.
They're terrible. They were just terrible. The only one worth a pinch of you-know-what was the Dallas and San Francisco game. And, you know, lucky for us, Dallas lost that one. San Francisco won, but they got a couple key injuries like Joey Bosa. And, you know, we'll see if those California boys can handle the cold weather at Lambeau this Saturday night.
He is Bill McCashin. He is a Republican strategist / lobbyist. He's a friend of ours. We appreciate him coming round. Well, if Rojo has announced the U.S. senatorial race, Well, that frees up a lane for Kevin Nicholson. And you mentioned the fact, you know, you can't just be a candidate. You got to actually pick a lane. You got to describe why you would be the best candidate to run for X. He couldn't even decide what office he wanted to run for until Ron decided. But Kevin Nicholson's got the support of the Uline family, and he probably, I'm guessing, will announce he's running for governor of the state of Wisconsin. Would you expect that'll come soon, Bill?
I think it's coming this week. I don't think there's any doubt that Kevin's going to get in the gubernatorial race. You and I talked about this too, Mike. You know, I think his biggest challenge or his first challenge will be overcoming, you know, the fact that he's not running for the office he truly wanted, which was the U.S. Senate race. You know, I've never viewed the governorship as a consolation prize in any shape or form. And I think that'll be a pretty fair line of attack by the Clayfish campaign against him. Having said that, if he runs sort of as the outsider that, you know, the party establishment has lost 11 out of the last 12 statewide races in Wisconsin, he's got some pretty good ammunition to use against Clayfish. My fear here is that it gets personally negative between the two, and I hope it doesn't. They're both smart people. They're both hardworking people. I think they both have done great things for the party. And if there is to be a primary, my hope is that it's focused on issues. And I'll tell you why. I'm a fan of primaries. I think they're good and healthy as long as they remain issue-based and not based on personal negative attacks. History shows us that the four times an incumbent governor has lost in the state of Wisconsin in the era of the four-year term, which started in 1970, two Democrats and two Republicans have lost as incumbents. The people that beat them first won a competitive primary. So there's no history of someone running without a primary and defeating an incumbent in my lifetime or your lifetime. So there's precedent for this. The key for both Clayfish and for Nicholson is to keep the train on the tracks and not crash into each other.
You know, ironically, Bill, I was looking at Office Space, got a new little radio thing going on in Waukesha, Wisconsin. I saw some.
I know that. Congrats.
Oh, thank you, sir. I wasn't sucking up for compliments, but I was looking for nice office space. I found a good management company down there. And one of the properties they currently manage is a storefront for the No Better Friends Corporation. And I said, you know, can I put my placeholder on that spot? Because I suspect come August, it's going to be a vacant storefront. Bill, I don't see how Kevin Nicholson wins the primary. He didn't fare very well against Leah Vukmer, and Vukmer didn't fare well against Tammy Baldwin. But, you know, other than the fact he's got a billionaire sugar daddy, I don't see how he is electable on a statewide level.
Well, we'll see what Casey makes when he gets into the race. And I'll be able to tell you at that point whether or not it's credible. But I will say this, where I would disagree with you slightly, Mike, is he didn't do poorly in the 2018 election against Vukmer. He actually won 56 out of 72 counties. Where he didn't win was in Southeast Wisconsin. And that's where the bulk of the votes come in a GOP primary. So I think Kevin learned his lesson on that. But truthfully, that's where Clayfish comes from too. And that's where she beat Brett Davis in the lieutenant governor primary in 2010. Charlie Sykes certainly talked about her every day on his WTMJ radio show. But Clayfish beat Davis in Southeast Wisconsin. And so that's her strong suit as well. So, you know, we could have a repeat of 2018 where Nicholson goes against a strong female from Southeast Wisconsin and comes up a little bit short. It's all going to depend on what kind of campaign he runs and what his message is.
Well, as you point out, Nicholson won 6 of 7 media markets. He won all the outstate markets. And the only primary other than, you know, eventually the actual primary that Leah Vukmer won, the only district was the right-wing talk radio marketplace.
That's right.
They endorsed Vukmer. They're the ones that carried her, despite the fact that Nicholson had, what, $10 million plus invested in building a name on right-wing talk radio all around the state. He won 6 of 7 markets and lost to Charlie Sykes and, you know, Leah Vukmer, who I found personally very, very unappealing as a candidate. But, you know, setting aside my personal politics, I know the Republicans seemingly are not prepared to settle in and just anoint Rebecca Clayfish. And I find it ironic that the Uline family that have been the big supporters of Kevin Nicholson, apparently at least the wife, Liz Uline, has maxed out to the Clayfish campaign, put another $200,000 in his super PAC. What are they spreading around the wealth just in case? It seems like they're running contrary to their own prior strategy in backing Kevin Nicholson.
So I don't know the Uhlines personally, but I do know they don't always agree on candidates. And so I think you're right. I think your numbers are right. $220,000 is coming from Liz Uhline in favor of the Clayfish campaign. What's Dick willing to put in on behalf of Kevin Nicholson? I guess we'll have to see over the next few weeks.
Find out who really controls the family checkbook. Now, I hear millionaire businessman Eric Hovey, who spent lots and lots of bucks trying to win a Senate race prior. Word on the street is Hovey is considering whether or not he's going to get in the campaign. Bill, do you have any insight there? Do you have any thoughts or opinions?
I think Eric Hovey's definitely looking at it. Will he get in? Not immediately. I think he may let this play out between Clayfish and Nicholson a little bit and see if it gets dirty and nasty and, you know, see if he could be the Russ Feingold on the Republican side. Your listeners know full well that Russ Feingold, a month out from the 1992 primary, was hovering around 10%. And then Jim Moody and Joe Chakota literally destroyed each other. And Feingold shot up the middle and not only won that primary, but he defeated Bob Caston. So I think Eric's sort of sitting back. He's got a lot of money that he could self-fund a campaign. I think he's going to let this see how this plays out. But the reality is, at least on the Republican side, Mike, Republican primary voters are pretty loyal. And, you know, they're going to start picking a team soon. And a lot of them are already picking a team in Clayfish because she's been in the longest. She's done the work with the grassroots. So, you know, 6 weeks from now, this whole thing could be over. We'll see.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got a fine Republican guest. He is Bill McCashin. And Bill, your former boss, his name's been bantered about Tommy Thompson. And he didn't dispel any of the rumors. Said everything is on the table. An 80-year-old Tommy Thompson, did he win four times? He would make a hell of an intriguing candidate. Bill, just as a political junkie, I'd like to see that happen. What's your opinion about Tommy getting
in the race? So for your viewers watching, I'm going to hold up my hand. One for the thumb, baby. He's already got four, and he's one for the thumb.
No, you haven't had any phone calls. Tommy hasn't hired you on as his campaign strategist yet, Bill?
Oh, I've talked to him multiple times. Do I think he will run? You know, I'd be surprised if he did, but he's not going to retire either. He's done at UW system in the middle of March. He's still got things he needs to get done with the legislature in that role. And, you know, I think by all measures, he's done exceptionally well at UW system as the interim president. And, you know, I hate to see him leave that position, but when he's done, he'll be done there, but he won't be done overall. But I don't see him getting in the gubernatorial race, but I guess time will tell.
Well, I don't see him doing it either, but it'd be a hell of a fun story if he did. And, you know, I think he might get a surprising amount of support. I think there's still a lot of, you know, people that hold Tommy Thompson in warm esteem. So we'll see how that plays out.
Even in Madison, he went to the Badger basketball game last Thursday night against Ohio State, and he got deluged with people saying, God, I hope this is true. I hope you run, Tommy. So, you know, he's got people out there who are looking for, you know, sort of that reasonable voice that just wants to get things done and isn't, you know, doesn't play on the edges of either side.
Now, did you see Tony Evers' reelection pitch? Democracy is at risk. What do you think of Tony's? And we're going to break. I can give you like a minute here, Bill, and we'll consider more conversation after. Democracy is at risk, says Tony.
Well, I think it's one of his better pitches, right? I mean, he calls himself the goalie. I'm a hockey guy. He can stop bad Republican things from happening. I think that makes some sense. That resonates with voters. I think, you know, the government, he's able to say that he signed a couple of major tax cuts from Republicans into law. So, you know, what he's telling voters is, I let the good stuff go. I stop the bad stuff.
No goal, no goal. He was in the crease.
No goal, no goal.
Come back, a fine guest, Bill McCashin, never in the crease, right here on Devil Radio, WAUK, and the Shaw. More with Bill McCashin, more Devils. We'll be right back.
I'm Senator Leah Vukmir. I'm voting for Donald Trump.
Holy mackerel, folks.